Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final hour of the show. It is Tobin and Leroy live here on a Tuesday. Leroy, okay? I saw you click out there for a second.
No, I was switching from one thing to another, and I accidentally dragged it over top of the StreamYard.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, well, they got your back. Let's go ahead and get you some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. And you know what, Leroy, while we're here, let's go ahead and give you a weather report. It's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit TornadoRoofing.com.
It's hot.
Yeah, that's
it's 91, 92 degrees.
That is a good
breeze. Has picked up 5-10 miles an hour. Winds are still coming out of the west. And again, I would look for a shower here in the evening because that's that time of year.
He is correct. It has gotten a little bit more cloudy as we get closer to that time in which it should begin raining pretty soon. It is still 90 degrees though, even with that cloud, 92 degrees actually, with winds 4 miles per hour coming out of the northwest.
That's what makes it brutal. No breeze, 90 plus degrees.
Yeah, looking like it'll reach 94 by next hour, and that rain should be coming down shortly after that, sometime around 4 p.m. So keep that in mind. Discussing a lot of what happened yesterday in the NFL, we know Myles Garrett is now a Ram, Jared Verse is now a Brown, AJ Brown is now a Patriot, and OBJ has returned. Russell Wilson has retired. Marlins snapped their losing streak against the Nationals, back at it again at 6:45 p.m. today. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final tonight, Carolina Hurricanes versus the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Does that tickle your fancy at all, Leroy?
Yeah, I picked Vegas to win the last series, so I'm riding with Vegas.
Brittany, does this do anything for you?
Honestly, no. I find it very hard to watch hockey if the Panthers aren't playing.
See, I said that when the playoffs started and Tobin ripped me. I got so used to having a local team in the playoffs that even when they were out or if they were out of it, I still watched after that.
I had but already
the fact that you have no interest at the start of the playoffs.
Yeah. That's rough. It is absolutely rough. But as we mentioned yesterday, our boy Barkov and Anton Lundell won gold at the World Hockey Championship yesterday.
Which is amazing. Did we think he was 100% back?
No, but it seems like he knew. And I like that. That means that's shaping up for a good season for the Panthers coming up. Another thing I wanted to touch on. Miami Dolphins are having a mandatory minicamp today.
So, you know what's different between OTAs and minicamp?
What is the difference?
Minicamp is almost like camp. Like, you'll go out in the morning and then go out in the evening. It's all day.
Okay.
Right? With
OTAs.
OTAs, you, like, get up, you go work out, then you're on the field for, like, an hour. And then you're done at, like, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Mini camp is like camp, except it's only like 3 or 4 days. So it's all day meetings, a couple of meetings a day. Yeah, it's pretty boring.
A couple other notes that we didn't mention. Dan Radakovich, AD for University of Miami.
He's retiring, isn't he?
Retiring out, stepping down. The candidate that is currently leading the hunt is ex-Panthers president Michael Yormark. Oh. So we are continuing to watch that.
We interviewed him one time, and he said that he could kick the guys who was fighting his ass.
All right. I like him. He is just delusional enough to make me feel like the U could be back.
You know who he ran, right?
What's that?
Jay-Z's company.
Rock Nation or Rockefeller?
Yeah. Rock Nation.
Nice. College football playoff set a national semi-playoff game for 7:30 p.m. Thursday, January 14th from Hard Rock Stadium. It'll be on TNT, HBO Max, True TV, not ESPN. As part of the sub-licensing deal that helps ESPN recoup some of its money spent on the playoffs. So look at that. You can get the one of the semi-final playoff games. They're already putting it out there. HBO Max and True TV, huh? Interesting.
True TV, like, you know, we only watch True TV during March Madness.
True TV to me must be like they... That's like nepotism or something. They must have blackmail against. They have to belong to Turner because there's no way.
Yes.
I'm like the only thing that I can remember on True TV was like World's Dumbest or
what's the funny guys? We saw them.
Oh, Practical Jokers.
Practical Jokers. They came to BB&T Center. We saw them.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. 3 out of 4 of those guys. Very nice. Actually, I don't know Q. So 2 out of 3 that I've met, very nice, humble guys. One of them is a real jerk. I'm going to let you determine who that
was. Didn't one of them leave the... It's only 3 of them now. It used to be 4. Now it's 3.
Yes.
Is he the jerk?
Sal. Yeah. No. I promise. He's not. I mean, now he... He does some other things that I do not approve of, for sure. But, you know, being a horny old man and being a jerk are 2 different things right now. Not good. I'm not defending the other action. But, nonetheless, no, he is not the jerk. And that only leaves 2 people. But I'll let you find out who's the jerk. It's not Sal. All right, guys, you're not going to get it out of me. Stop prying, Leroy. All right, it's Murr.
We did not care.
Omar Kelly has some notes. Love Omar Kelly. He's my guy. Has some notes from today's OTAs. Or is it minicamp? No one knows, except for Leroy.
It's minicamp.
This is from Halfley. When talking about Jordan Brooks wearing the green dot. Leroy, do you know what the green dot is?
That's the quarterback on defense.
Wow.
So all the plays are called in to him over the walkie-talkie, and then he calls the play in the huddle.
Halfley says he's worn it. He's called it. Sometimes it's nice to force guys to be out of their comfort zone. It takes reps and time. So I guess he's getting used to green dot responsibilities. Definitely some comments on Chop Robinson, who we'll be leaning on. Halfley said, hopefully he becomes an every down player. He needs to become a complete football player going into year 3, and we have high expectations for him. He's working so hard and has a good attitude.
There's only 2 things you want to see Chop do.
Yeah.
Set the edge, get the sack.
Yep.
Set the edge, get the sack. A lot of guys, you can get away with one or the other. So if you sacking and getting 15 sacks a year, they don't care about you setting the edge as much. Okay? If you're setting the edge and you're a deterrent in both aspects of the game, then they can get away with not having you sack the quarterback every time. Right? But you can't not set the edge and not get the sack. And the thing with Chop is he's the guy who's always close but never quite finishes the job. And that was his thing in college. So how do you fix that? I don't know how to fix that. I don't know. To me, that seems like you either want to do it or you don't. Like, there's certain guys that get after the quarterback. You know when they get close, they're going to get there. Like, is that talent? No, it's not necessarily talent. Like, you got to just do it. So I hope that he gets better at it, because all of the skills required to do what he needs to do, he shows every game.
He has mentioned that he put on, Chop Robinson says he's put on 7 to 8 pounds and plans to play at 265. Do you think that's a good playing weight for him?
It depends on how he can move. Like, nobody knows for sure, right? Putting on, like, if he only put on 7 to 8 pounds, that means he's been lifting weights. Because if you try to gain weight, you're going to gain more than 7 or 8 pounds. So it's just kind of a, how can I put it? I tell Tobin this all the time. After 3 or 4 years, you get your man body, right?
Yeah.
Meaning having 3 years of off-season workouts, playing football with other grown-ass men, you get your man body. That means that you get to the weight that you're going to play for the rest of your career. Whether that's, you know, 250, very rarely you're going to see somebody like Chop Robinson, if he comes in at 260, 265, in 2 years be 275. This is usually it. You know, when you look at athletes that come in and go, wow, he looks tiny, right? They say a lot about basketball players. After a couple of years off-season program, then Tobin comes in here, swole, dude, swole. Well, he's just getting his man body. He's been dedicating more to his craft than he ever has in his life.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Before we do, I want to remind you guys of a contest that we actually have going on. It is a text message contest, though, because it is the Summer of Soccer. We're giving away a soccer swag bundle valued at $250 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. For your chance to win, text the word MESSY to 20357. That's MESSY, M-E-S-S-I, to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Again, that's MESSY to 20357. Good luck, and we'll be back with more Tobin and Leroy. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Live here on a Tuesday. Tobin out, Fig out, Brittany in, Leroy in, Frogboy in all week for Tobin as we continue to steer this ship right along. We have broke down various sporting topics today, but we've been kind of light in our coverage of the NBA Finals, which tips off tomorrow. As you may or may not know, this is a rematch of the matchup from 1999 between the San Antonio Spurs and the New York Knicks, which ended in the New York Knicks losing 4-1. Spurs becoming victorious, but that hasn't stopped us from celebrating and partying like it's 1999. So we will continue that tradition right now as we pit Brittany versus Leroy.
This is so unfair.
Party like it's 1999.
Can we talk
party
about
like
how,
before I was born?
Can we talk about how incredibly unfair this is?
You're making it seem like you weren't even born yet and Leroy was in peak adulthood.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh. Well, with that being said, let's go ahead for round one, baby.
Oh, my gosh. This is unfair.
One dozen eggs at the supermarket in 1999, the last time the New York Knicks and San Antonio Spurs were in the NBA championship. How much do you think one dozen eggs costed Leroy?
$1.99.
$1.99. Solid. Brittany, what do you think?
I mean, I feel like he's right. So I'm gonna go with $1.50.
Oh, a little bit under. Makes sense. Because according to this article, according to Stacker.com, in 1999, you can get one dozen eggs for 96 cents.
Oh, so I win.
average price, 96 cents.
I was going to say 99 cents. Leroy, that's embarrassing. I wasn't even alive.
No, you got lucky. All right, you got lucky.
You think I remember what was going on 27 years ago?
I know I don't.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. I know you don't. I was playing at NFC Championship games. You think I was going to the store buying a dozen eggs?
My bad.
There's no way this guy was buying any eggs. No.
We had free food at the facility.
We know.
All right, 1999. The year is 1999, and you right now are looking to buy a home. What is the average price of purchasing a home in America?
Where? In America.
What is the average price in America?
Because I know how much I paid for my house in 1992.
Okay. Well, take that and also understand that, you know, you're going to be averaging some more expensive homes in some places. And
this is all over the world.
No, it's average America.
America.
Yeah. 1999. How much would it take for you to purchase a home?
It was the median home price of the U.S. in 1999.
Yes. What do you think that is, Leroy?
$150,000.
All right. And Brittany.
I feel like he's too high. So I'm going to go with $95,000.
A dollar. No. the correct answer, medium home price in 1999, the last time the Knicks and Spurs were in the championship.
Hey, by the way, jackass.
Oh.
It's not medium. It's median.
Yep.
You said medium.
I mean, medium is a derivative of median, so give him a break.
Derivative. Wow, that's a good word. You like that? Derivative. $159,000 is the average, meaning Leroy was $9,000 off and winner of this round.
That's fair. Again, I wasn't alive, so.
Oh, now all of a sudden she wasn't alive. I would like to know what kind of
house she was buying for $95,000.
I don't know. Leroy, I don't know. I wasn't born.
I tell you what, though, that same $95,000 house right now is $630,000 for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this one is bacon. You a fan of bacon, Brittany?
No, I actually hate bacon.
What?
Right.
We've said this. We have gone through this a million times, Leroy. Like,
I know.
A million times.
Still gross.
I know.
All right. Sliced bacon. 1 pound of sliced bacon. How much is that going to cost you in 1999?
You know how much it costs now? Here. $10.
$10. Wow.
$9.99.
No, I don't know because I don't even buy it now. So I don't even know where to start.
Let's see. Sliced bacon Publix. 1 pound sliced bacon Publix. By the pound, $433.
Let me see.
Actually, look, Oscar Mayer hardwood smoked bacon, 16 ounces. You're looking at $7.49 at Target.
Right. All right. So 1999 bacon.
Yep.
Was one. I'm gonna go 179.
Ooh, it's very solid. Specific price.
That is a specific price. Hit him with a 178. Huh?
Can you imagine? I feel like it is lower because I mean it was 96 cents for eggs.
That was crazy.
So I'm going to go with 99 cents, a dollar.
$1 bacon. Show me $1 bacon.
Damn it.
$2.55.
That's expensive
bacon.
For bacon. How?
I would die for $2.50. You know how much bacon would be in my refrigerator right now?
No, I understand it's not expensive.
Maple bacon,
now.
Black, what is it? Black pepper bacon. Oh my goodness.
I understand it's not expensive for bacon now, but I just feel like it was a little bit pricey for back then, is all.
You think so?
I do.
What's interesting, I'm glad though that bacon isn't that price because cholesterol would be through the roof for Leroy.
Back then, a drink at a bar was still single digits.
I know. I wish.
Wow. Not at South Beach. It's always been $20.
No, it was
I doubt it.
12 or 13.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, final segment of the Tobin and Leroy Show right here on 104.3 WQAM. Classic, Brittany. Classic.
That's it.
She, I know you can't hear Leroy, but she's playing, oh, look. Hi.
Who's that?
Leroy's dog was on camera.
Which one's that one?
Zeus.
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 Brittany. Whoever comes over to my house, he will bring some type of toy, a ball, or whatever. If you grab that ball, you have entered into a lifelong contract because he will never stop. And no, you throw the ball, he goes and gets it.
He's an exceptional athlete. He does not stop.
He's like, I call him little Randy Moss because he catches everything. And Tommy Tobin was the only kid in the history of my dogs to leave the house muddy.
Oh, God.
He was muddy. Oh, I'm like, dude, I said, where's their mud in the backyard?
He found it. I saw a bit of an update. This is good news coming out of Miami. If you have been closely monitoring their off-season journey here to acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo, rumors and reports are out, Leroy, and word on the street, why, you know, this is not necessarily the most
reliable comforting. Street,
yeah, reliable, exactly, right. this is coming from,
this is like a sketchy food truck,
a friend of a friend, apparently. This is that the only team that Giannis would be willing to sign a long-term deal with, apparently, is the Miami Heat. Now,
that's the same thing that happened with Dame.
Exactly.
Till he ended up in Milwaukee. So
yeah, you know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing that's happened multiple times with multiple players who have mentioned that the Miami Heat would be the ideal destination. But sources are coming out saying that the only team that he would be willing to sign, and this is according to Yahoo Sports, by the way, this was a article posted by Lou Landers, but the person who's actually being quoted on it is
LL Cool J writing stuff now, huh?
It kind of seems Lou Lander. You give him a nickname. If I'm not mistaken, it was like a weird. All right. Well, anyway, according to reports shared on by Full Court Pass on X, Antetokounmpo has identified the Miami Heat as the only team he'd be willing to sign a long-term contract extension with if he is traded by the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, whether or not that's true, who knows? But, oh, yeah, there you go. It's per Scoop B, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson.
I'm very confident. Yeah, I'm like super confident in that report for sure.
Yes, Scoop B. Robinson.
So here's the thing, and here's why I always go into these rumors with a little skepticism, is because the same exact thing replaced Giannis with Dame. We all thought we were getting Dame, and then Dame ended up in Milwaukee. Another thing to point out is we all thought there was no way Kawhi would go to Toronto because he told them he wasn't signing an extension. And they went and he won a championship. So there's probably a team out there that say, I'll trade assets. I don't care. I want Giannis. Right?
So you're saying we could win a championship?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
I think that's if what you he just said he.
Hold on.
I like it, Leroy.
Dude,
I
deep like breaths. It. Listen to what I'm saying.
We're getting Giannis. He's only going to the ship.
Hold on. He only said he would sign an extension with Miami. But yeah. That doesn't mean that there's not a team out there that wouldn't take him for a one-year loaner, because that's what Toronto did. That doesn't mean that he can't end up going somewhere that has a lot of assets and go to a team that he thinks can win a championship, because that's the same thing that happened with us and Dame. So while all this sounds great, we've heard these stories before of where a guy wants to go and he'll only sign an extension here and he'll only do this. And it didn't matter, because teams are willing to sign Giannis for a year and give up assets for it. That's all I'm saying.
Mark Stein leaked that the front runners for Giannis at the moment are the Heat and the Portland Trail Blazers. If those were truly the two teams that he had to choose from, which team do you select?
Here's the problem. He already played with Giannis. I mean, with Dame.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. So you going to go re-up? You could have both just stayed in Milwaukee. Yeah, why would you go to Portland? You could have both just stayed in Milwaukee.
I agree.
So I'm not buying that. But again, I don't know what Dame and Giannis's relationship was, because Dame got hurt. So I don't know what that relationship was. Dame seems to get along with everybody. So maybe there's something there. But what are you going to have to give up?
Wow.
All I'm saying is that all these stories you're hearing, I have recent history that says the direct opposite of what everybody's assuming. We never thought, when Toronto said, we just want, for a year, we don't care. And everybody thought that LA. Kawhi, sorry. I slipped my mind.
Yes.
Everybody said when Kawhi went to Toronto that he wasn't going to show up. He wasn't going to play because he didn't want to go there. And they end up winning the championship. So you think teams ain't going to be willing to do that with Giannis?
No, I mean, I'm sure teams would be willing to. It's a matter of, I think the difference is Giannis gets to pick his location, and Kawhi was just kind of dealt to Toronto because he was kind of having a falling out with.
He was the same situation though. 1 year left on his contract.
Yes, but this one is again a guy who just moved, Myles Garrett, who is wheeling and dealing, and you know, Giannis and them. Although Giannis is kind of ready to move on, it's not as dirty as it got. It got really dirty in San Antonio. They were accusing Kawhi Leonard of lying, essentially.
And he was accusing them of not giving him the best medical care.
Yeah, correct.
Because he was doing his medical care outside of the organization.
Now, what I think is, it's interesting you think, like, well, who was actually right in retrospect? And in retrospect, Kawhi Leonard has continued to be an injured player for a majority of his career, or at least sitting out doing more maintenance than the average person.
Three words.
And a liar.
Bone on bone.
And a liar.
Because that he's lying about his salary.
That's right. That is very true. That is very true. But anyway, we will continue to monitor this Giannis Antetokounmpo news leading up into the NBA draft and beyond, as we will also continue to monitor what happens with this newly found money the Miami Dolphins have come across. OTAs, mini camp, all that stuff continues to rattle on in the NFL. Stanley Cup Final Game 1 tonight. Marlins tonight, 6:45. NBA Finals tomorrow. But before then, we will be here bright and early. Brittany, you're not on tomorrow, correct?
No, Thursday? I'm not. Thursday and Friday.
All right. I will see you in person on Thursday. In the meantime, I'm sure we'll have Vlad tomorrow. Leroy will be joining us tomorrow as well. Figgy and Tobin still out. And on the way out, I want to remind you guys that we do have some rain on the way. And the best way to do that is with the weather report brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roofs, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. One final weather report on the way out, Leroy.
Oh, I see some more sun. Looks like the sun is shining through a little bit more. It's still hot, 90 plus degrees. Breeze looked like it may have picked up, say, 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the north-northwest. It's a heater, and during that time when it's hot like that, rain collects, and it rains usually 5 or 6 o'clock. So be safe out there.
Be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen, and we will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in, Brittany. We will see you Thursday. We will be back tomorrow with more Tobin and Leroy. If I was ever in the same room as Miles Garrett, I'd put my arms up and say, uppies?
Heavens to Betsy.
Start digging in your butt, twin.
Shut up, Marcos.
I see y'all when I see y'all.